wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the freeze-dry guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Coming to you from across two hemispheres, in support of the universal principles of truth, justice, and the eternal struggle for freedom for all people, this is the Global Freedom Report. You can be a part of the show in the U.S. and Canada by calling toll-free 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968, or internationally at 001-208-935-0094. Or join us now in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Global Freedom Report. Freedom means never having to ask those people whom you have allowed to run your government for you for permission to do anything. That's the birthright of all Americans and all free people everywhere. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. This show is about truth, justice, and liberty. We'll also show you practical ways to live free in today's surveillance society and give you a good picture of how the globalist cancer is infecting the world and what you can do to stop it. Coming up on today's show, we will visit with noted libertarian Barry Hess to discuss the aftermath of the fascist police states of America elections, that use the word loosely, and what the results mean for the future of America and the world. Also, Dane Whittington will join us to discuss whether the recent superstorm, Hurricane Sandy, could have been manipulated by weather control specialists, and if it was, what that means for our future. Plus, join us with his weekly Freedom Commentary, we'll hear from Dr. Ron Paul, the Patriot Congressman. Also, former Congressman Bob Barr will discuss the true meaning of the Constitution in the Barr Report. We'll bring you another invaluable lesson in liberty where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public school. And we will embark our weekly journey into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. That's all coming up on today's show. You can join us right now in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can also call toll-free and go live on the air from anywhere in the United States and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, the call is going to be on you. It's a toll call, but we will get you to the front of the line and get you right on the air as quick as possible because of that. The number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. We'd like to welcome our shortwave listeners on WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio, 9.35 megahertz. And a reminder that at the end of hour number one, you need to switch over to 5.070 megahertz. In other words, first hour is to 9.35. The rest of the show is 5.070 megahertz on your shortwave dial. And it's a pleasure to have you with us at WWCR. The Global Freedom Report is on Facebook. On a Facebook page, you can find interviews that we've done that are that have been posted in video format, and you're welcome to all of them without any commercial interruption or anything of that sort. So go to our Facebook page, check that out. It's also a great way for you to give feedback on the show, your ideas for this show, your wishes for guests or topics or segments or whatever it is. Check out the Global Freedom Report on Facebook. And if you like the Global Freedom Report, like the Global Freedom Report on Facebook. Our question for your consideration today: do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? Do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? 888-747-1968, or join us in our chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. Now it's time for today's Patriot Network News. Illegitimate President Barack Obama rode a wave of broad support from moderates, women, and minorities in re-election Tuesday by defeating Republican challenger Mitt Romney in Democrat strongholds in key battleground states, despite the fact that he is constitutionally disqualified from holding the office of president and therefore is a legitimate criminal president with a bogus regime. Obama surpassed the decisive 270-vote threshold in the Electoral College with a victory in Ohio. That and a later projected victory in another swing state, Virginia, gave 303 electoral votes to 206 for Romney, according to the CNN call based on unofficial returns. Marxist Obama appealed to the mindless masses by saying what the people wanted to hear, even though it wasn't the truth, by emphasizing his main campaign theme of fighting for equal opportunity for all, saying the political arguments that come with democracy in the fascist police states of America were a necessary part of the process. Dictator Obama doesn't even know that America is not a democracy, but rather is a constitutional republic. We will disagree sometimes fiercely, said Obama, noting that progress will come in fits and starts, and the victory Tuesday night won't end all the gridlock. Foreshadowing hard decisions ahead, the terrorist illegitimate president said blind optimism and wishful idealism can substitute for the need to make difficult compromises to move forward. When he finished, the first family and Vice President Joe Biden and his family joined him on stage in a celebration of waves and hugs amid a blizzard of confetti. In Boston, Romney supporters hugged and wept in a somber vigil while waiting for their candidate to concede. In a brief speech he delivered alone, Romney congratulated Obama and said his prayers would be with the illegitimate president at such a challenging time for the country. At a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering and political posturing, said Romney, later adding that he wished he had fulfilled your wishes to lead this great country in a different direction. Romney's wife, Ann, and most of his family, as well as his running mate, Representative Paul Ryan, and his family, then came on the stage for a few minutes in what was a subdued farewell. Republicans, and this is all election material here, folks. Republicans fell short Tuesday night of their goal of winning control of the Senate after a campaign beset with weak candidate recruitment and self-inflicted gaffes in some of the GOP's most promising races. From Massachusetts to Montana, in 10 competitive Senate contests, Republicans in late returns were poised to pick up at least 3 Senate seats from Democrats. But Democrats also picked up at least 3 seats from the GOP, allowing Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada and his troops to maintain their control of the chamber. Heading into the election, Democrats held a 53-47 majority. Republicans were seeking to regain control of the chamber for the first time since 2006. Across the map, races that had once looked promising for the GOP turned instead to victories for the Democrats. One of the biggest victories for the Democrats came in Virginia, where former Governor Tim Kaine was declared the winner over Republican George Allen shortly before 11 p.m. In Maine, Democrats likely picked up a seat when former Governor Angus King, an independent, won the race to replace retiring Republican Senator Olympia J. Snow. King is expected to caucus with the Democrats. In Florida, incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson easily defeated Republican challenger Representative Connie Mack, a race the GOP once thought winnable. In Ohio, Democrat incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown easily fended off a challenge from Republican Josh Mandel, the state treasurer. In Connecticut, Democrat Representative Christopher S. Murphy defeated GOP nominee Linda McMahon convincingly. In Massachusetts, Democrat and consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren defeated incumbent Republican Senator Scott P. Brown. At the start of the two-year election cycle, Republican leaders expressed confidence about their chances of winning back the Senate. Democrats were facing an uphill battle to protect their majority, forced to defend 23 seats to only 10 for the GOP. Democrats also had lost 4 seats in the 2010 midterm elections. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces an even more awkward time with Washington and re-energized critics at home, who accused him on Wednesday of backing the loser in the fascist police states of America presidential election. With Iran topping his conservative agenda, Netanyahu will have to contend with a strengthened second-term constitutionally disqualified and terrorist legitimate Democrat president after 4 years of frosty dealings with Barack Obama and a rift over how to curb Tehran's nuclear program. Facing his own re-election battle in January, polls give Netanyahu little chance of losing, but perceptions that he has mishandled Israel's main ally have been seized on by opponents. I will continue to work with illegitimate President Obama to ensure the interests that are vital for the security of Israel's citizens, said Netanyahu in a short congratulatory statement hailing what he called strong strategic relations with Washington. However, in remarks underscoring a rift with the fascist police states of America over possible Israeli military action against Iran, Netanyahu said, if there is no other way to stop Iran, Israel is ready to act. Relations between Netanyahu and Obama hit a new low 2 months ago after the Israeli leader said nations that fail to set red lines for Iran, which denies seeking atomic arms, do not have the moral right to stop Israel from attacking. Such comments, along with financial backing for Republican candidate Mitt Romney from an FPSA, that stands for Fascist Police States of America, an FPSA casino magnate, who is also one of Netanyahu's biggest supporters, were seized upon by critics as evidence the Israeli leader was trying to undermine Obama. Netanyahu denied he was interfering in FPSA politics, but former Israeli ambassador to Washington, Salai Meridor, suggested that Obama would not easily forget that Netanyahu had created a perception that Israel wanted Romney to defeat him. In his congratulatory message to Obama, however, Netanyahu adopted a phrase used lately by the illegitimate president's own supporters to describe strategic relations with Washington as, quote, stronger than ever. Yeah, I don't know if that's stronger than ever. We're talking politics, folks. Expect them to say that. A newly reelected yet constitutionally disqualified and therefore illegitimate President Barack Obama reached out to congressional leaders in search of cooperation Wednesday as Democrats and Republicans moved from a cliffhanger election to a fiscal cliff. Other than House Speaker John Boehner's purple tie, the appetite for compromise appeared more rhetorical than realistic. The two sides wasted no time on staking out their positions on the potential crisis that is 54 days away, the expiration of almost every tax cut enacted since 2001, which could raise the average fascist police states of America household's tax burden by $3,500 in the first $110 billion of $1.2 trillion in spending cuts set to occur over 10 years. If there was any doubt about difficulties in reaching a compromise regarding the upcoming so-called fiscal cliff, Boehner ended it with his own call for cooperation. He said Republicans would refuse to raise tax rates. Instead, he proposed raising revenue by overhauling the tax code. Financial markets were not impressed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 300 points, the biggest decline in a year. Continuing economic problems in Europe didn't help. Outside experts said the two sides have little choice but to compromise. Douglas Holtz-Eakin, former director of the Congressional Budget Office, said voters reelected the same cast of characters, but we need the movie to have a different ending. Getting to 2013 without blowing up the economy is the top priority. I don't know about you folks, but all I can say is, I'm pretty much done with it. They say the clinical definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same result over and over again, and then continuing to do the same thing, always expecting a different result. I have done my very best. I have given my all. I have nothing for which to apologize. I put my ass on the line. I put my life on hold so that I could be right there in the midst of the coals and the embers, stoking those embers to light a fire of freedom and liberty and independence in the hearts of the men and women, not just in America, but around the world. So it is not me who has failed. It is the American sheeple who have determined they just don't care about liberty, that they just don't care enough. Pick themselves out of a pit of servitude to give everything and anything and fight for independence. I've been fighting for 20 years. You know something, folks? I'm done. We'll talk more about this when we come back after these words. We will be visiting with Barry Hess, Libertarian Barry, to discuss the election aftermath, and we'll take a call that is on the line. Caller, hold on for just a second. We got a break coming. We'll take that call on the other side of the break. This is the Global Freedom Report, post-election edition. If you'd like to be part of the show, 888-747-1968.
More about freedom and your phone calls right after this.
Privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
To ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
This is how liberty dies. A thunderous applause.
The Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. If you'd like to join in on the show, the toll-free number is 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can ask questions, offer your comments from there as well. Our question for today, do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012. And by the way, if you're listening online, I hope you'll take a moment or two to vote for the show. It's real simple. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and that's it. You voted. You can vote two times per hour from a given IP address. So thank you for your vote and your second vote, and we appreciate it, and I hope you'll vote again next hour and even the hour after that. We really do appreciate it. We're going to get to our guest in just a moment, but first we have a couple of quick callers. Joe from Arkansas, you're first. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. Joe?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Joe, are you there?
Okay, I have a question, and that's this. Okay, we hear about how Netanyahu
agrees
with Obama because Obama isn't supporting the attack on Iran that Netanyahu wants. And we also hear about how powerful the Israeli lobby is, about how they control most of Congress and they control our media. and they control very influential talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and so on like that. So why doesn't the Israeli lobby, which is so powerful, use their influence to really bring out and publicize the fact that Obama is not constitutionally eligible to be president, and use their influence with their congressmen to get impeachment introduced against Obama based on that fact that he isn't constitutionally eligible? Why didn't the Israeli lobby use its power to get rid of Obama that way, if they really are so powerful in our government?
I've been asking this question for years, and I have no real answer for it. You know, they're all a bunch of thugs. They all have their own agendas involved, and perhaps it is, if I go after you, you'll go after me. You know, maybe there's some unwritten law that we simply don't do that. I don't know. Honest to God, it's a great question, and it deserves an answer, and I don't think we'll ever get one.
Okay. Okay.
You make a great point, Joe. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Ken from Minnesota, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I called in about 5 or 6 weeks ago. I told you that in Deuteronomy 28 would tell you who the winner would be. I said it would be Obama. I was correct. I can also tell you what's coming next. There will be millions of Muslims brought into this country next, and the people will be utterly destroyed. That's also in that same chapter. And then with your permission, in 2 minutes, I can tell people how they can be protected.
Well, we don't really have 2 minutes. If you can shorten this to 30 seconds, I can give you the time.
Well, I'll give it a shot for 30 seconds. Try to keep God's law, the Ten Commandments, and the teachings of Christ as though your life depends on it. When you fail, ask for forgiveness and keep trying. At the seventh time, your pineal gland will be open, and Christ will enter in. He will protect you. He will give you true joy and true peace. That's how it's done.
And that's about the only chance we have left, folks, by the way. So take what Ken's saying to heart. Ken, I really do appreciate the call. Sorry we don't have more time, but I do appreciate it. Thanks much.
Bye.
Barry Hess has been an active pro-liberty libertarian since 1987. He served as vice chair of the Arizona Libertarian Party and as Libertarian Precinct Committeeman. Barry was a lone vote from a body of 1,000 citizens from all 50 states against instituting electronic voting to replace the verifiability of simple paper ballots. He unsuccessfully ran for governor of Arizona. He holds the distinction of having received 10 times the media coverage of any libertarian in Arizona's history. He has visited with us before, but not for a while. Barry Hess, welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. How are you, Barry?
Hey, it's a tickle to be back and to hear from you there, Brent. It's exciting.
I appreciate it.
Everything's always good and going on. That's what it is.
All right. Now, we don't have a lot of time before the break, but I have one very quick question for you. You know, you've been in libertarian politics for decades. Over that period of time, in general, how has the political landscape changed?
Well, in Arizona, I think what we've got is a kind of an extraordinary situation where people are responding. They're kind of caught half in betwixt in between, still clinging one to the next. It almost relates to the question that Joe had earlier. There is an answer as to why Israel hasn't used their lobbying and legislative power in order to get rid of Obama, because they don't want to, and because they work for the same team. And that's the hard part for many people to understand, is that just because the other guy is bad does not by default make your guy good. You have to hold everybody to the same standard, even if it goes against your personal preference.
That's kind of how I would have put if I might not have put it in those words, but that's kind of the sentiment that I would try to convey, that, you know, these people are all part of the same criminal cabal. They all have the same basic agenda. They have different ways of achieving the agenda. It's kind of like you've got Stalin and you've got Hitler. Who's better?
Yeah, really. This die was cast back at the RNC convention when it surprised everybody that Ron Paul did, in fact, have enough delegate support to get nominated. But they changed the rules, the famous cheating-lying sequence. when they accepted a cheater and a liar as nominee, they kissed off all possibilities of it being a Republican.
Well, and more than that, when the people failed to rise up. Well, we're going to talk about all this stuff.
Right.
We got to take a break. My guest is Barry Hess. The talk, the discussion is the aftermath of the elections. We'll be right back after these words.
Privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offers for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Ah! Ah! Johnson, help me, sir.
Stand down.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think you saved my life.
Evidence, Johnson. Even raccoons respect the authority of a man with good nutrition. That's me. Now, what's going on here?
Well, he started it, sir. I was trying to clean his fish, and he tried to take it from me.
Yeah, well, you must have looked a little wimpy.
Sir, I'm hungry.
Johnson, if you'd have brought your own supply of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy, like I told you, you wouldn't have to be out here picking on the cute little animals.
Oh, I'd give anything for a big chunk of protein right now.
Johnson, don't salivate. It's unbecoming a Marine.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have called the freeze-dry guy.
Bugs you, don't it, Johnson. You're suffering your MREs, and I'm enjoying chicken a la king and lasagna and bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Sir, shut up.
Johnson?
Sorry, sir.
Get your own supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
This is Dr. John Coleman, publisher of World in Review, diligently working to bring the truth, and you're listening to the Global Freedom Report.
Freedom Fever.
Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hard.
Affairs.
Freedom Fever. Pass it on.
Trying to speak the truth is a waste of time because nobody wants truth. People don't want the truth. God forbid it would all go down in flames. It's the lies that keep the construct going, don't you see? Spread by the vested interests in the government and the private sector and the churches and the stock exchanges, all fabricating and spinning, telling stories that keep 300 million consumers happy and stupid and spending. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I'm not the deluded one. You are.
You can't hide your crying eyes, 'cause we know all about your spies. We've had enough of your endless lies. There ain't no way to hide your crying eyes.
And welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. If you'd like to be part of the show, there are several ways. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. Ask questions, offer your comments from there. You can also call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968 to go live on the air. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but because of that, we'll make sure you get on the air ahead of anybody else and get you on real fast. That number is 001-208-935-0094, and please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. If you're listening online, I hope you'll take a few moments to vote for the show. It's real easy. You go to www.talkstreamlive.com, click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report, click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. That's it, you're done. And you can vote two times per hour from a given IP address. So if you vote, you vote again, the next hour, do it all over again. We really appreciate your support and your participation. My guest is Arizona pro-liberty libertarian activist Barry Hess, who has been involved for decades. Some of you listening probably weren't born when Barry started to become involved in politics and then in pro-liberty politics. Barry, welcome back to the show. Of course, the obvious topic of discussion is the so-called elections, and I use the term real loosely. They are over. The victors have been declared. The losers have conceded defeat. What is your overall opinion of how the 2012 elections happened? Not necessarily with respect to the winners and losers, but rather in terms of the mechanics of the election.
But, you know, it's funny because I think that this is going to prove, as history unfolds, that this was a distinct time in an element, especially in this election, because it was the worst of the worst coming to the head. You know, when you have, for instance, the RNC down there so blatantly cheating, it meant desperation was in order. See, if you know, they were definitely in full panic mode, and so they really kind of gave us the whole tenor of the election, which led more to, you know, aside from an obvious loss, but it really led to kind of a serious malaise. And the problem was not only did they pick a bad guy who is unscrupulous, for those of us who know him and have done business in the same realm, but the problem really was that nobody had any reason to support him except he's not Obama.
Well, yeah, that's true. And, you know, what I was saying before the break was that, you know, when Boehner acted like the pig thug that he is, like the, you know, I would say mafiosa, but that would be an insult to the mafiosa, because at least they have some code of honor. When he did the things he did, what got me is that the people did not, right there, storm the stage, okay, create a riot, and set things right. We've had decades.
Absolutely.
Decades of opportunity for people to do that, and they refuse to do it. Just go along. And I got to tell you the truth. I'm tired of it.
Me too. Well, you know what my moment was, that I know exactly what you feel. It was the, if you remember that "Don't Tease Me, Bro" thing. If you saw the video, there were lots of people standing around, and they just let the cops beat up on them. And I was so ashamed to be an American that they didn't beat the hell out of the cops and say, let the boy speak.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you've got a docile, wimpy, cowardly population. And well, that's why these people do these things.
80% in the middle.
That's why these people do these things. They have no sense.
Yeah, the good news is that's the 80% in the middle, the people who want to pick winners, the people who, you know, just go along with the crowd, realizing if you go along with the crowd, you're never going to get ahead of anybody. I mean, that's the 80%. Where the battle is won is in the 10% on either end. And of course, we're on one end, and we're fighting the 10% on the other end. That's really where the fight is. The, you know, like Ernie Hancock says so well, he said there's only two kinds of people. Those of us who just want to be left alone, and those bastards who won't leave us alone.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. The constitutionally disqualified Barack Obama has been declared the winner of the 2012 presidential election. What does this mean for America's social and political future, in your opinion?
Well, I think it means that people feel absolutely helpless. And they know it's wrong, and they know he shouldn't be there, and Lord knows there's a whole bunch of us. But the feeling has become you can't fight City Hall. Just let them roll over you. And there's another thing, there's another element, because almost half the people in the country are now dependent on government, that also inhibits them from wanting to shut it down, because that's going to stop my welfare paycheck.
Well, you know, I mean, and I don't remember who it was, one of the famous 19th century statesmen said that the moment the people realize that they can vote a larger portion of the treasury to themselves, okay, the downhill spiral will begin, and one of two things will happen. Either you will shut down the government, or you will lose your liberty. That's it. Yeah, I don't
know. That's the choice. I'm taking the latter.
Well, but where are the rest of us? And I don't mean, you know, sitting in front of a microphone talking about it. You know, I'm tired of sitting in front of a microphone talking about it like talking to a wall. You get people who say things like, you know, hey, I love what you're saying. Yeah, go get them, Brent. But what are you doing? What are you doing to stop them? You know, and I'm not a violent person. I really am not. But I'm ready to see bullets put in the backs of the heads of these thugs. This is what the founding fathers would have done. They would have put bullets in the back of the heads of these people. Be done with it.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, they wouldn't have tolerated it. But then again, you were dealing with a 96% literacy rate, where education actually appreciated, versus today with a 40% functional literacy rate. With the we don't care, and part of the reason the young people that now some of them do, and they're the greatest people in the whole world because they're fighting that fight. But many of the young people, all they've heard all of their lives is you're going to be paying for this. Get ready, you're going to be paying for what we get, and so they feel there's a lack of hope for their own futures, and you really can't blame them for that.
So just because you can't blame them for I disagree. I think you can. They may feel this lack of hope, but there have been people like myself providing them hope, providing them options, providing them avenues. They don't listen.
Well, some do. You never know. Brent, if you touch just one person who turns it on, your whole effort will have been worth it. I mean, that's what we all look forward to. And what I enjoy more than anything else is when somebody says, I heard your speeches back, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and I thought you were crazy. and today I'd like to contribute to your campaign. You know, it just takes a while sometimes.
Yeah, but the thing is, while that time is going on, the thugs are increasing their power, their influence, okay? And mathematically, there comes a point of no return. You don't think we've reached that point?
Look at the economics. Oh, absolutely. I think that for a large enough portion of the population, we have passed the point beyond which we cannot be pushed. We've had it. We're not moving back anymore. And we'll see how that plays out. You know, I had hoped everything could be peaceful and calm. I am not so assured these days.
Yeah, I don't think it can be. Frederick Douglass said it. Power concedes nothing without a demand, without a force. You know, and you know, we've tried, we've petitioned, we've remonstrated, we've prostrated ourselves before the throne. Our repeated petitions have been met by repeated injuries. The famous We Must Fight speech by Patrick Henry. That, you know, what is it that we have not done in the last 10, 15, 20 years? What more can we do? What is left to us except force? No one wants to hear it.
Well, but we continue on. We just have to make those calls, you know, when they come up. And we hope they don't come up. But if they do, we have to be resolute. That's all there is to it.
What do you think Obama's reinstallation, I won't say reelection because he's legally ineligible to be president, what do you think Obama's reinstallation means to the rest of the world?
To the rest of the world, they keep they are now viewing us in exactly the way that everybody in the world viewed the Soviet Union, if you remember. Now, that happened to have been my specialty. They were the evil empire. And that is the mantle that we have assumed in the world. You can't travel outside the country except for very rural-type areas where they don't have modern news without being – you can be spit on just for being an American in France, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Not just in France, all over the world. You know, people talk about Americans now.
I'm in a developed nation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a sad state of affairs, and the only thing that's going to save us, to bring us back to that America, the ideal America, is a complete overthrow of our government in the eyes of the world, for them to trust us. It would be much the same way that Iceland did. Well, Iceland's got the only growing major economy in the world.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Not economy, but an industrialized.
No.
But they've got a lot of business that goes on.
Yeah, oh, they absolutely. And they, you know, they put the bankers in jail. We don't care.
And so I'm not so pessimistic. I mean, I know it's going to get awful, horrible, bad, but it will right, the ship will right itself very quickly once people let go of the notion that government is there to take care of them. And I don't mean to say that they hate government. It's just that they realize government doesn't have any money. But, you know, I mean, it's like the economics. Your question was, will it fall before the end of the year? It should have fallen 2 years ago. They keep coming up with all of these mythical ideas, like the Fed, who has no money, buying back its own debt. I mean, doesn't that strike anyone as a bit odd? You know, they're just making more money to buy something that doesn't have any value that nobody else wants. And so, of course, it should collapse, but we just don't know. When it affects it, the one thing I know for sure, I've seen economic collapses. This will happen in hours. This is not something that's going to be long drawn out. The first bank closes down, I guarantee you it's going to be across the Internet in moments, and people are going to be running to the bank to get their cash.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it'll be that fast, especially in today's Internet interconnected world.
Yeah.
The house
but,
was...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to mention there that I'm so excited because I've just finished writing my first novel. It parallels a lot of the contemporaneous situations. Now, it's fiction, of course. In fact, the president in mine is center of the book. His name is Abuan Mabuba. But you can get a sense of where it goes. But I think that it's the story that when it comes out, there's going to be a lot of people saying, oh, I didn't even realize that's what was going on. But, of course, it's fictional, you know.
Please send me a copy.
I think you'll like it.
Please send me a copy when it's...
Yeah, we'll make sure. I was going to wait for the hardbound and the publishers, but I might just go ahead and do this as an e-book so you get it real quick. But, in fact, we're just doing the final galleys on it now, but it's called The Peacemonger. And I own the website. It's not up yet, but it's going to be thepeacemonger.com.
Thepeacemonger.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got that down here.
I wanted to get that in, not to plug it, but I am kind of excited.
No, you're absolutely. I want you to plug it. I want you to plug it. We're going to have a whole other segment after this one for you to plug it again and all that. But I got a few questions I want to get.
Well, let's do it. Let's get it out of the way. I do because I just want to say a little bit about it is that it centers around one day in the president's life. He's getting up and he's going to give a speech for the United Nations to the largest audience in the world. It's every form of media has been usurped from cell phones and smartphones and TV and every network. I mean, literally everything. They're figuring 4 billion people will be in on this, and he speaks before the United Nations, and he's going to, because the United States, of course, is now the leader and has to set the tone, and he actually ends up giving 2 speeches. One he gives is he comes clean, and it's basically what would happen if Ron Paul became president kind of thing, and then he comes back to his senses. And there's a second speech, which is the martial law, the drones for coming, curfew, worldwide control here. Aren't you happy you got this situation? And then there's the surprising twist at the end that I'm not going to give away. But that's it. It is fun. It's for anybody who thinks they know anything about politics will catch on to a whole bunch of what's in there. I tried to ensure it was very clear.
Well, I look forward to seeing it when it's out there. I'll definitely look forward to it. I have some more election perspectives I want to get from you. The House was held by the Republicans. The Senate was held by the Democrats. How will 4 more years of Obama do with such a partisan mixture in Congress?
Well, now you would think that could come to loggerheads, but the problem is they're all on the same team. It doesn't matter. They're just signed up it's a ballroom with 2 front doors. You know, one says Republican, one says Democrat. And as long as they can convince people that the only ones we're playing with are in that room, then everybody else is peripheral. That's how this game of exclusion is played. But the idea that there could be any sense of loggerheads or any kind of log jam or they're holding them up, that's nonsense. Because literally every one of these people is on the same team.
Well, do you
it's
think
a show.
Do you think that Dictator Obama can rule by executive order, which he's trying to do? Will the House ever develop a backbone and strike down his efforts to legislate from the White House?
I think they just might, because what we have here is not a concerted effort. The great thing about the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and all and the CFR and all the Masons and the Illuminati and all these guys is, and not only do they exist, see, I kind of think of them as just overly funded fraternities. They're just a bunch of idiots who just get along and think they can run the world. But they're competing with other bunch of idiots who are trying to do the same thing. So it's not a concerted one guy sits at the top effort. In that sense, what we've got is a body of people who are controlled by the lobbyists, and you mentioned the Israeli lobby. I mean, they're huge. They control it to push toward their direction, and there's a handful of them that are competing. You've got bad guys trying to compete with bad guys, and that's the saving grace for us. You know, is that they're not a concerted effort.
It's kind of like the crime families making war on each other.
Right.
Yeah, very much so. Several states, including Colorado and Washington, have legalized marijuana for recreational use. The American Gestapo continues to disregard state laws concerning marijuana. Will we see a confrontation between federal totalitarianism and states' rights during these next 4 years?
I would think we probably will not. They in terms of a physical confrontation, because the risk the Fed runs is that they try to impose and assert themselves over the authority that they were given, which we all know they are. The Fifth Amendment is very clear, but they're overstepping. That will be the one question that will be drawn into it if they do try to go against, say, Colorado and Washington. And that's going to be interesting, but it's dangerous ground for them, because if that gets into the public discourse, where now we're discussing, do the feds even have power here? Well, the other states are listening, too. And it could very well go against them. And I think that they're just too much a bunch of sissies. They will avoid that conflict. They'll pick a little case here and a little case there, but not something that would motivate the masses to get up and say, all right, you're just done. You're fired. You know, that kind of thing.
Do you think America will make war with Iran?
No question about it. No, we're coming. We're coming. We want what they got, and it's not so much what America wants. America is the tool in all this. What it wants is they want a united Arab front in the Mideast to take over. So, and the Sauds are behind this. And you're going to love this one, the Sauds and the Israelis.
Talk about strange bedfellows.
Bedfellows. Absolutely. The whole point is to control the opium markets, which there's a never-ending market for, medicinally and recreationally. But you've really got, with Afghanistan, for instance, it's leading right up there. You're in the same whole area. Iran controls some serious oil, and they want it. These are oil wars, and that's all they are. People are dying for oil, and we could be growing our oil. Up in Washington and Colorado, did you know that one acre will supply the gasoline or the oil needs for an automobile, the average automobile, for a year, four of them for a year per acre?
I didn't know the statistic, but I'm not surprised at all. Hang on a second, Barry.
Henry Ford did it.
Barry, hang on a second, because we're up against the clock. We got another segment coming, but I'm going to tell people my guest is Barry Hess. You got to get it. Now, the website's not complete yet. You got to put it down, www.thepeacemonger.com, because he's got a book coming out, and you're going to definitely want to see this book. Those of you listening in on shortwave, WWTR, please get ready to switch your frequency over to 5.070 for the rest of the show. That's 5.070 for the rest of the show. If you have a question or a comment for my guest or for me, or if you'd like to answer a question today, 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968. We'll be back with hour number two right after these words.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K. Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K. Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95.
That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time.